This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for watching the Living Mishnah. We appreciate your participation. Please make sure to enjoy all the different Torah show presentations. They are available live or on Torah Anytime. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm grateful to Chaim Lax for sponsoring today's Mishnah. Should be a zchut for Kalman ben Chaim and Shein Dabas Mama Frimid. Aleim HaShalom. Torah shows uses pictures and cartoons, and we have a Mishnah today from Seder Taharot, from Mesechet Zavim, Parak Dalet Mishnah Zayin. The topic is when clothing is under an animal or the legs of a bed, and a tummy person, a zav, sits on it. Is it mitami the garments that are under the legs of the bed or under the legs of an animal? Okay, so this is Mishnah 735 in the series, and here we go. Haya yoshev al gabi hamita. A person was sitting on top of a bed, and there were garments under the bed, okay, under the legs of the bed. Va'arba taliot tachat arba ragli hamita. So now when he leans his body weight on it, when he's sitting on it, the Tana Kama wants to say those garments are tamei because the bed can't really stand on three legs, so therefore it's as if his pressure is on each one. Rabbi Shimon says that that's not the case because really each leg is really being mesayeya the other legs, and it's not like as if all the weight is on it, and therefore would not be tamei in that case. Continues the Mishnah. Someone was going on a horse, or let's say a donkey, and there were garments under the legs of the horse. So says the Mishnah, if it was under all the 4 feet of the animal, then they would be tahor, because it's not like the animal, the pressure of the person is really on all the legs, since the animal could technically stand on three legs. So therefore, so it's, each leg is like really not necessarily the one that's really weighing it down, and therefore it would be tahar. Now, the Mishnah wants to say a new case. A case where it's under two legs, okay? Or a leg and an arm. And we're going to see that there's a difference between the legs of a horse and the legs of a donkey. A horse stands up on his back feet. His back feet are the main ones that are holding its body. And by a donkey, it's fakert. It's the front legs that are giving it its firm steadiness. So now, this is going to be enough gemina, as we will see in the Mishnah. Haita talit achat tachat shtei hadayim. If you had one talit under 2 feet, two hands, tachat shtei raglaim, or under 2 feet, tachat yad v'regel, or under one hand or 1 foot, tamei would be tamei because the animal needs to stand on those, and therefore it's the person's weight on it, and it's tamei. Rabbi Yossi wants to say a chilak. Hasus mitamei baraglav, he wants to say that a horse really puts the pressure on the back feet. V'achamor biyadav, but the donkey puts his weight on the front feet. Shemishenet hasus al raglav u'mishenet hachamor al yadav, because Rabbi Yossi says that the sus is mishan, he relies on his back feet, and the horse on the front feet. So according to Rabbi Yossi, in the case of the donkey, it's the front feet that are really the ones and that are putting the pressure, and in the case of the donkey, a horse, it's the back feet. So according to him, will be a difference if the beged is under the front feet or the back feet. Says the Mishnah, Yashav al korat beit habad. If somebody was zav and he was sitting on the beam of an olive press, kelim shabal kol tamein. So there was generally a container to catch to have the oil, to have the peels. So if he's leaning on it, then that container would become tamei. Says the Mishnah, al machbeish shel koves kem shetachtav taonin. But when you have the press of a laundry man, in the olden days they didn't have iron, so you used to put heavy weights and boards on clothing to make it flat. So the Tana Kama says kem shetachtav taonin. He says because it's tar, because when the person sits on it, he's not putting all his weight. Ibn Nechemya says it would become tummy, because when the person leans on it, He sits on it. He does put all his weight. Okay, may Hashem get nachat from us and help us shtag and bring nachat to our loved ones. And keep shtagging. And remember, Torah Shows is the ideal presentation for B'nai Torah. And every day try to do at least one Mishnah shtark and beautify it. And this way you can present the Gula, which will come, some say, in the Zchus of learning Mishnah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.